On October 31st, dozens of children dressed in costume knock on the neighbor's doors and yell, "Trick or treat!" When the doors open, pirates and princesses, goats and popular heroes and heroines of today all hold bags open to catch the candy or other goodies that the neighbors drop in. As they give each child a treat, the neighbors exclaim over the costume and try to guess who's under the mask. Like some other American holidays, Halloween customs involve a mix of traditions. The word Halloween comes from the name of a holiday from the 800s AD called All Hallows' Eve. This was the day before All Saints' Day and a holiday that was celebrated on November 1st. The origins of Halloween go back even further. However, in ancient times, October 31st was the eve of the Celtic New Year. The Celts who lived over 2,000 years ago were the ancestors of the present-day Irish, Welsh and Scottish people. On this day, the Celts held the festival of Samhain in honor of the Celtic Lord of the Dead. In the evening, Samhain allowed ghosts to walk and mingle with the living or sword the Celt sword. The townspeople baked food all that day, and the night
came,
and there you got Eric. Want to say hello, Eric?
Ont I magen!
Okay, can Eric be quiet now so I can continue my reading?
Yeah, can you play that?
The townspeople baked food all that day, and when night came, they dressed up in animal heads and skins, and attended a great bonfire set by the priests, the druids, hoping that the ghosts will leave peacefully before the new year. The people carried the food they had made to the edge of the town and left it for the spirits to find. The celebration of Samhain also marked the end of the harvest season and the beginning of the cold, dark time of year. Much later, when October 31st was... Oh, Eric is here again. Want to say hello again, Eric?
Yes, hi. I have hurt in my stomach.
Okay, can you be quiet now so I can continue my reading?
Yes. Okay.
Good.
What are you reading?
Last day of the year, autumn, festivals continue to be held, celebrating the harvest and honoring the dead. Over time, however, Halloween became a celebration mostly for children. Ghosts went from door to door asking for treats, or else a trick will be played on the owners of the house. Families of Irish, British and other from Celtic regions immigrated to the United States in the 1840s. The tradition came with them. Today, many schools plan Halloween festivals and some neighborhoods hold parties, often called block parties, which are popular among young and old alike. More recently, all those have begun to celebrate Halloween too. They dress up like historical or political figures, or movie stars or cartoon characters, and go to masquerade parties or city-sponsored street parties. In many towns and cities, costumed children and their parents together at shopping malls early in the evening. Stores and businesses give parties with games and treats for the children. Teenagers enjoy costumes dance at other schools, and the more outrageous the costume, the better. Certain pranks, such as soaping car windows and tipping over garbage cans, are expected. By partying and pranks are not the only thing that Halloween revivals enjoy doing. Some collect money to buy food and medicine for needy children around the world. Others may sponsor a Halloween party or donate money or costumes for needy children locally. At Halloween parties, children play games, listen to ghost stories, enjoy snacks, decorate their Halloween trick-or-treat bag for the evening. One traditional Halloween game is bobbing for apples. One child at a time has to get an apple from a tub of water without using any hands. How? By sinking his her or her face into the water and biting into the apple. Halloween. There are popular... Halloween originated in a part as a celebration connected with evil spirits and the dead. Witches flying on broomsticks with black cats, ghosts, goblins, and skeletons have all evolved as symbols of Halloween. They are popular as trick-or-treat costumes and decoration for greeting cards and windows. Black is one of the traditional Halloween colors, probably because Halloween festival and traditions took place at night and also marked the beginning of winter darkness. In the weeks before October 31st, retail shops and school windows are decorated with silhouettes of witches and black cats. Some people decorate their front door with Halloween symbols or fake spider webs. Others create elaborate and scary scenes such as spooky graveyards on their front lawns. Pumpkins are also a symbol of Halloween. Since the pumpkin is a large orange-colored squash, orange has become the other traditional Halloween color. Carving pumpkins into jack-o'-lanterns is a Halloween custom dating back to Ireland. A legend grew up about a man named Jack who was so stingy that he was not allowed into heaven when he died. His spirit was doomed to wander around the countryside holding a lantern to light his way. The Irish people called the scary fires of the turnips representing Jack of the Lantern or Jack-o'-lantern. When the Irish brought the custom to the United States, they carved faces on pumpkins because in the autumn, pumpkins were more plentiful than turnips. Today, a jack-o'-lantern with candlelit and glowing inside is a place in the window or on the front porch of a house on Halloween night to let costumed children know that there are goodies waiting if they knock on the door and say trick or treat.